97.
As we grapple with daily irritation over the lack of working traffic lights in Joburg, many residents are calculating the cost to their small businesses. Officials are blaming criminals for the hundreds of traffic lights that are still not working across our city, but taxpayers are fast running out of patience with this explanation. Hot 1027's Tara Penny takes a look.
Giancarlo Federico is a director at a tuition company in Chartwell North.
My lessons start directly after school until about 8 or 9 in the evening. So what used to be a 10-minute drive is now taking me at least 30 minutes, if not 45 minutes. And then it has a domino effect on me because I've got almost back-to-backs. If I'm late for lesson number one, I'm going to be late for lesson number two, number three.
Just a few Ks down the road, Sharon says her business is taking a major hit.
I work with horses in the emotional wellness field, and a fair amount of my clients are being affected in getting to me and then getting home. And so this is starting to affect my income. I've had a couple of people drop out because of it. They just can't face the traffic situation.
Matthew Pawley is the owner of SwimSafe Academy on Witkoppen Road.
It's got such a huge impact. I have students arriving late, having half a lesson, missing lessons, which after a couple lessons, they're losing out on progress. I have potential clients turning us down because they are finding that traffic is just not viable because of the lights being out.
Some 18-year-olds who've just gotten their licenses have told us they don't feel safe driving on our chaotic roads, and they're having to fork out for e-hailing services to get to work.
With all the traffic lights not working, it takes me about 20 or 30 minutes just to book an Uber. The prices have just increased by so much.
It's a big nightmare, huge nightmare, because normally being like an Uber driver, our rush hour is in the morning and we normally make about 7-8 trips. That's where we make most of our earnings. But due to the robots and everything, we end up only doing 2 trips or so, and not making enough money on our side.
While the Gauteng Traffic Department won't commit to any timelines, it insists it is doing everything possible to get our robots back online, even if we, as taxpayers, can't see any tangible action. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.